So he's come to the last days of the life of Stephen. He's died in 37, August. After Holy Communion, I saw the Lord Jesus in his majesty, and he said to me, "My daughter, during the weeks when you neither saw me nor left my presence, I was more profoundly united to you than at times ecstasy. And the faithfulness and frequency of your prayer have reached me." Because for some time she didn't feel at all the presence of Christ. No? So she was asking, "Where are you? Where are you?" I said, "I'm more close to you than I've appeared to you." The same for us. It seems Jesus very far away, he's closest. After these words, my soul became flooded with God's consolation. I did not see Jesus, and there was only one word I could utter, and there was Jesus, from the heart. And after pronouncing that name, my soul was again filled with light and deeper recollection, which lasted uninterruptedly for 3 days. However, outwardly, I could still carry out my usual duties. You too. Do your usual duties, but your heart in the Lord. My whole being was stirred to his most secret depths. God's greatness does not frighten me, but makes me happy. By giving him glory, I myself am lifted up. On seeing his happiness, I myself am made happy, because all that is in him flows back upon me. Just make Jesus happy. Can you open? Can you start? One. Yeah. One. No, no. Just one. No, no, no. Okay. I came to know of the condition of a certain soul, and of that, of what in that soul is displeasing to God. I learned it in the following way. I immediately feel pain in my hands, my feet, and my side. In those places where the hands, feet, and side of the Savior were pierced. At that same time, I received knowledge of the soul's condition and of the nature of the sin committed. Feel, share the pain of Jesus. I experienced a desire to make reparation for the Lord Jesus in a way which corresponds to the offense. Today I wore a chain bell for seven hours in order to obtain the grace of repentance for that soul. In the 7 hour, I felt relief as the soul experienced in theory the remission of its sin, although it had not yet gone to confession. For sins of the flesh, I mortified body and fast to the degree that I am permitted. For sins of pride, I pray with forehead touching the floor. For the sins of hatred, I pray and do some good deeds for a person whom I find difficult. And thus, I make amends according to the nature of the sin of which I am aware. I repeat. For the sins of the flesh, I mortify the body and fast to the degree that I am permitted. For sins of pride, I pray with forehead touching the floor. For sins of hatred, I pray and do some good deed for a person whom I find difficult. So when you approach somebody difficult, perhaps Jesus needs you to do some sacrifice for some other person, maybe. Maybe at times you ask, why this person by my side? Perhaps Jesus wants you to do some sacrifice for some other person, maybe not for you. Offer it. Don't go away.
And thus I make amends according to the nature of the sins of which I am aware. August 9, 1937. Today, during adoration, the Lord gave me to know how much He desires the soul to distinguish itself by deeds of love. And in spirit, I saw how many souls are calling out to us, "Give us God." And the blood of the apostles boiled up within me. I will not be stingy with it. I will shake it with all the last drop for immortal souls. Although perhaps God would not demand that in the physical sense, in spirit it is possible and known as meritorious. So she offered her life for express for sinners. Her life, whatever she offered, not for self. It's a good way to learn to live. Sometimes you say, so many things we can offer, you know. Don't just complain why this and why that. Well, offer all this. What come naturally or unnaturally, offer this. Your life is not for you, for Jesus. That means for sinners. Jesus come for sinners. So simple philosophy. Today I realized that I was not to ask for a certain permission, but that I was to respond to this matter as the Mother of God would have me to do. For the present, no explanations are necessary. Peace has returned to me. I received this inspiration just as I was on my way to make my examination of conscience, and was very worried because I did not know how to go about it. Divine light can do more in one moment than I, fatiguing myself for several days. Oh, by the way, one of the gentlemen who came usually come for morning meditation, what's the name? Jimmy. Oh, you know that already. Everybody knows it? So, pray for him.
Of course.
And ask him to help us. Sometimes he needs a rosary. He's a good man, no? Suppose. Yes or no? Yes. So pray for him and ask his help. Maybe today he's present. Last week, he wasn't present. And I was thinking, well, what happened? I know one gentleman went to America. Another one. I don't know them, you know. There's perhaps two persons there. Jesus wants them. And we are with them. So we are not alone. August 22nd. This morning, St. Barbara, Virgin, visited me and recommended that I offer Holy Communion for 9 days on behalf of my country and thus appease God's anger. This Virgin was wearing a crown made of stars and was holding a sword in her hand. The brilliance of the crown was the same as that of the sword. With her, with a white dress and a flowing hair, she was so beautiful that I had not already known the Virgin Mary. I would have thought that it was she. Barbara, so beautiful. Now, I understand that each virgin has a special beauty, all her own. Distinct beauty radiates from each of them. So, each one of you, of your own beauty, don't comparison. You don't need to have been Miss Philippines to be beautiful, no? If you look like our Heavenly Mother, it's more beautiful. No, St. Barbara, she said, she haven't seen our Heavenly Mother before. Suppose that Barbara is Virgin Mary, so beautiful. That she explained. Each one's beauty. Its own beauty. No comparison. That's why don't say that she is more beautiful or not beautiful. One beauty one way and beautiful another way, you have another. August 25th, 1937, today Reverend Father Sopoku arrived and will stay with us until the 30th. I'm extremely glad because only God knows how ardently I wish to see him for the sake of the work of God is doing through him. And this, even though the visit had some unpleasant aspect to it as well. Whatever you do, there's something, you know, not so smooth. Doing for God, sometimes we have to ask, why not always so smooth? While he was celebrating Mass, I saw during elevation, the crucified Jesus, not Jesus, was disengaging his right arm from the cross, and the light which was coming from the wound was touching his arm. This happened in the course of 3 masses, and I understood that God would give me strength to carry out this work despite difficulties and oppositions. This soul, who is pleasing to God, is being crucified by numerous sufferings, but I am not at all surprised, for this is how God treats those he especially loves. God loves, but doesn't despair you, doesn't give you a chance to enjoy life, give you a chance to look hard like his son on earth. Jesus, I don't think he enjoyed much life, human life. Everywhere he goes, there are somebody against him. Today, the 29th, I received permission to have a longer conversation with Father Sopoku. I learned that although there are difficulties, the work is moving ahead, and that the Feast of Mercy is already far advanced. It will not be long now before it becomes a reality. But much prayer is still needed to bring an end to certain difficulties. As concerns yourself, sister, it is good that you are remaining in a state of holy indifference in everything that pertains to the will of God, and that you are better maintaining a state of equilibrium. Please do your best to keep this equanimity. Now, as regards all these matters, you are to depend exclusively on Father Sandres. I'm in complete agreement with him. Do nothing on your own, sister, but all matters, take counsel from your spiritual director. I beg you to keep your level-headedness as great a calm as possible. One more thing. I'm having printed the chaplet, which is to be on the back of the image, as well as the invocations that resemble a litany. These two will be placed on the back. Another large image has also been printed, and with it, a new pages which can obtain the Lovina to the Divine Mercy. Pray, sister, that this be approved. That's what we are seeing, all the Divine Mercy, and at the back, the chapel of Divine Mercy. The 30th August, Reverend Father Sopoku left this morning when I was steeped in the prayer of thanksgiving for the great grace that I had received from God, namely that of seeing Father. I became united in a special way with the Lord, who said to me, "He is a priest after my own heart. His efforts are pleasing to me. You see, my daughter, that my will must be done and that which I had promised you, I shall do. Through him, I spread comfort to suffering and careworn souls. Through him, it pleased me to proclaim the worship of my mercy. And through this work of mercy, more souls will come close to me than otherwise would have, even if he had kept giving absolution day and night for the rest of his life, because by doing so, he would have adored only for as long as he lived, whereas thanks to this work of mercy, he will be laboring till the end of the world. That means for the sepulchre, you can just now for some more years on earth, but with the image of divine mercy, pray this grace until the end of the world. I undertaken to make a novena for the intention of seeing him, but I did not even finish it before God granted me that grace. Oh my Jesus, how poorly I took advantage of this grace, but that did not depend on me, though from another point of view, it did so very much. During this conversation, I came to know his anguished soul. This crucified soul resembles the Savior, where he expects, with good reason, to find consolation, he finds a cross. He lives among my friends, but there's no one but Jesus. This is how God strips the soul he especially loves. So you find no more friends, thanks be to God. You find yourself alone, because God wants you alone with him, big him, H-I-M. He wants you. Don't ask a quick, big question, why have no friends? Or asking whether you are bad, or people doesn't like you. Of course, sometimes you have to change yourself, no? People doesn't like you, maybe of your attitude. Also, you have to change. But otherwise, if you're good, so good, and there's still nobody close to you, that means Jesus wants to be one with you only, nothing else. Try to be satisfied with life, with the Lord. You need to have kind of satisfied attitude towards life. Enjoy peace. Today I heard these words. My daughter, be always like a little child towards those who represent me. Otherwise, you will not benefit from the graces I bestow on you through them. Usually, the superior represent Jesus, no? And usually, they are not the person pleasant to us. And you have to love them. Difficult, huh? September 1st, 1937, I saw the Lord Jesus like King in great majesty, looking down upon our earth with great severity. But because of his mother's intercession, he prolonged the time of his mercy. So related to Heavenly Mother. September 3rd, first Friday of the month, during Holy Mass, I became united with God. Jesus gave me to know that even the smallest things does not happen on earth without his will. So whatever happened, with his permission. After having seen this, my soul entered into an unusual repose. I found myself completely at peace as to the work in its full extent. God can deal with me as he pleases, and I will bless him for everything. Up to now, I've been wondering with some fear where these inspirations would end me, would lead me. My fear increased when the Lord made known to me that I was to leave this congregation. This is the third year passing by since that time, and my soul has left in turns enthusiasm. This is the third year passing by since that time, and my soul has left in turn enthusiasm. Still missing the word. There's not some distraction there. I have to read clearly. This is the third year passing by since that time, and my soul has felt in turns enthusiasm and an eager urge to act. And then I have a lot of courage and strength. And then again, when the decisive moment to undertake the work draws near, I feel deserted by God. And because of this, an extraordinary fear pervades my soul. And I see that It is not our intended by God to initiate the work. These are sufferings about which I don't even know how to write. God alone knows what I put up with day and night. It seems to me that the worst torments of the martyrs would be easier for me to bear than that what I am going through, though without the shedding of a drop of blood. But all that is for souls, O Lord. So, responding, she has an inspiration to start a new congregation. For 3 years, you know, she won't start. But the moment of asking permission, not yet. Not yet. She was wondering, what exactly is it, the will of God, that I start a new congregation? Even he dreamed in a new convent, how he lived, how the sisters are living. No, that's not even a dream. Her ideal convent. Because the first day she wanted to leave this convent, you know, she said, don't pray enough, not pray enough. And then you will see later what happened to her life. Act of total abandonment to the will of God, which is for me love and mercy itself. Act of oblation, as if our prayer to Jesus. Jesus host, whom I have this very moment received into my heart, through this union with you, I offer myself to the Heavenly Father as a sacrificial host, abandoning myself totally and completely to the most merciful and holy will of my God. From today onward, your will, Lord, is my food. Take my whole being. Dispose of me as you please. Whatever your fatherly hand gives me, I will accept with submission, peace, and joy. I fear nothing, no matter in what direction you lead me. Helped by your grace, I will carry out everything you demand of me. I no longer fear any of your inspirations, Lord, do I approach anxiously to see where they will lead me. Lead me, O Lord, along whatever roads you please. I have placed all my trust in you, in your will, which is for me love and mercy itself. Bid me to stay in this convent, I will stay. Bid me to undertake the work, I will undertake it. Leave me in uncertainty about the work until I die. Be pleased. Be blessed. Give me death when, humanly speaking, my life seems particularly necessary. Be blessed. Should you take me in my youth, be pleased. Be blessed. Should you let me live to a ripe old age, be blessed. Should you give me health and strength, be blessed. Should you confine me to a bed of pain for my whole life, be blessed. Should you give only failures and disappointments in life, be blessed. Should you allow my purest intention to be condemned, be blessed. Should you enlighten my mind, be blessed. Should you leave me in darkness and all kinds of torments, be blessed. From this moment on, I live in deepest peace because the Lord himself is carrying me in the hollow of his hand. He, Lord of unfathomable mercy, knows that I desire him alone in all things, always and everywhere. Pray, O Jesus, stretched out upon the cross, I implore you, give me the grace of doing faithfully the most holy will of your Father. In all things, always and everywhere, and when this will of God will seem to me very harsh and difficult to fulfill, it is then, I beg you, Jesus, may power and strength flow upon me from my wounds, from your wounds, and may my lips keep repeating, your will be done, O Lord. O Savior of the world, lover of man's salvation, who in such terrible torment and pain forget yourself to think only of the salvation of souls, O most compassionate Jesus, grant me the grace to forget myself, that I may live totally for souls, helping you in the work of salvation according to the most holy view of your Father. We are cooperative with Jesus, no? Jesus decides our desire. He wants all men to be saved. All men be one. Let be as disciples. Okay, there's a very good moment that we can rest here, that we can meditate so much that whatever is the will of God for health and sickness, for joy and darkness, whatever, for whole life, whatever and ever, the will of God be done upon us.